next time for Conversations with the Mayor is brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. We are joined on the phone now by Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell. Mark, how's your day been?
Hi, Andrew. It's been great. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Busy. But once the show starts, things just take off and start flying by. Thought we'd get into some of the business at hand for Hillsborough right now, as there are a couple of things that I was hoping to get into here. Appreciate you once again, before we get started, being with us for the forum conversation last week. Having all the new mayors together was definitely a good time, and I really appreciate you making the time for that during a busy week.
My pleasure. I thought that was a great event. I appreciate being included.
Absolutely. Also wanted to get into a couple of things from around town. One of them, I just thought we'd check in because of the commissioners will be meeting next week. Wonder if you know anything that's going to be on that agenda when the commissioners meet again next Monday.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a light agenda next week. I know of two issues that we'll talk about. There could be others that come up between now and then. But about the time the pandemic started, we started broadcasting our meetings online. And so the issue of retaining those recordings has come up in the past. And so I think we're going to revisit what is our retention policy for those meetings, what's required by law, what's required by practice, and if we do want to retain those, how do we do that? Do we rely on a cloud solution? Do we want to maintain them in-house and for how long and those kinds of things? And the second issue that will come up will be we'll get an annual update from our police chief, Dwayne Hampton, on crime trends for 2023. He does quarterly reports that get into, you know, things like seriously reported crimes and minor offenses. And by serious, I mean homicide and assault and minor things, drug offenses, simple assault, fraud, those kinds of things. And in the past, these reports have looked at, you know, arrest data, use of force data specifically. We do have, we'll get into this in a minute, but we do have a new social worker embedded with our police department. So we have kind of a new category to report on, and that is mental health response in the community. And we look at traffic data, traffic stops, departmental training, community engagement opportunities the police force does over the year. And then also, of course, accomplishments and recognitions by various police officers over the past year.
I'm glad you brought up the social worker, because that was my next question. There's a great piece on the Town of Hillsborough website, hillsboroughnc.gov, about Savannah Gilland, the town's new social worker that works with the police department, and she's been on the job since October. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what that means to the town to have kind of that new element of crisis response.
Yes, and I could talk for a couple of hours on this topic, because this is something I have been pushing the town to be able to do for several years now. And we in Orange County really got a grant from the DHHS Division of Mental Health, Developmental Disabilities, and Substance Abuse for a two-year program to hire a licensed clinical social worker and embed that person with police departments. Now, Chapel Hill has been doing this for a long, long time. And I've known several people, social workers, who have done that with Chapel Hill. So I'm very familiar with that. And so I'm so excited to have someone in Hillsborough now to be able to do that. And so the overall concept is there's a strong correlation between severe mental illness and homelessness and justice involvement. So by having a social worker embedded with the police department, we can better intervene, and we can divert, and most importantly, get appropriate care for individuals who are experiencing severe mental illness. And often with that comes homelessness and substance abuse and, a litany of infractions with police and law enforcement. So the social worker will be embedded with HPD and help them as well to understand and see what these issues are and help intervene and get those people steered towards the help they need rather than a jail cell.
Is this going to be part of the update that you hear at the next meeting? And if so, then the next part of my question can wait until after that. Do we know what kind of systems are built in to track the effectiveness of this position?
Like, let me answer that saying no, it's not on the agenda unless it comes up as part of the chief's report, which is probably a very small part of that report. But the position is still so new. I'm not sure there's a lot of data around that, but this position is being coordinated at the county level, so between Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and the county itself, through the Orange County Criminal Justice Reform Department, and Caitlin Finnegan is leading that effort. So they will coordinate, and I assume that they have metrics and data they are collecting so that we can at least be able to identify the number of encounters across all of our communities. And also importantly, when individuals show up in Hillsborough and then later show up in Carrboro or Chapel Hill or in the county, that we all know that there's a coordinated plan to help with the care for those people. But I'm not sure exactly what other metrics are coming out of that. So it's a little too early to know that for sure.
That's right. This position's only existed since October, so very much still in the brand new phase of doing that work. We're visiting with Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell, and I wanted to shift gears a little bit because there looks like we're going to be seeing signs of progress in Hillsborough as there are fiber contractors that'll be doing work throughout the town. I wonder if you could give us a little bit of more detail on that.
Sure. So Google Fiber is installing fiber throughout the entire town. There are at least 22 different crews that are tunneling and boring and laying fiber underground, not hanging, you know, aerially on communication lines overhead. So it's going underground. And there's been a lot of activity. And unfortunately, there have been quite a few collisions between their boring equipment and our water lines and sewer lines and telephone lines. So there's just a lot of work going on around town to get all that stuff worked out and get those lines in the ground as quickly and efficiently and safely as possible. And the price of progress is as they say, for us to have fiber throughout town, there's got to be a lot of work done to.
It's the voice of Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell. He joins us each week here on Conversations with the Mayors.